And it's much bigger than most other people's.
I should think that probably most hospitals at that time had similar sizes of clinics, but I think I had the big advantage of having that clinical thing, but because of Keith and because the professor of medicine in Glasgow was very supportive to us, although we weren't in the university department, he let us have the facilities of the university department to do our research. So I think it was just because I had access to the two sides at the same time, whereas even at that time there was a tendency for people to either be doing research or to be doing clinical work, and doing a big lot of clinical work and research at the same time. And it was also before the time that junior doctors had any kind of hours that they were supposed to work. And, I mean, I suppose that a couple of afternoons a week that now I might have had as time off, I spent in the lab, and nobody thought anything about it. You just worked all the time that was there. And that was the normal way of working. Once you move on to a situation where you're only supposed to work 48 hours a week, if you're doing 48 hours of clinical work, there isn't time to do any research. You could do it in your own time, but then I'm not even sure you'd be allowed to do that, because it would be working and you're breaking your work hours. And I think that life now is much more difficult for people to fit these things in. I worked long hours, but I enjoyed it. And I went home at night and wrote papers, and I did my MD thesis. I was very lucky because Keith actually went off to America for a year to do something different, and I carried off on with the insulin assay after he left, although we actually got a technician to help at that time. So I worked with the technician instead of working with Keith, because he was in Seattle. And when he was in Seattle, he did a lot of other stuff, and he used that for his MD thesis. So he said I could have all the insulin results for my thesis. So my MD thesis was written on insulin assays in diabetes and related conditions. And it was pure and simple that. I mean, there was nothing clever about it, but it got me my MD, which again was another plus point when I came to looking for a consultant job.